Yes, indeed. Let me hear you, New Mexico. Welcome to KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM. It is our distinct honor and privilege to have with us this morning Dr. Robert Martin, President of IAIA, and Dr. Becky Rowley, President of SFCC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I know that we've had an opportunity to visit in the past, and I'm so glad you're with us this morning. So thank you for coming on the show with us today.
Our pleasure.
Yes, happy to be here.
Now, some fun, exciting events are taking place on both campuses tomorrow. It looks like the Institute of American Indian Arts and Santa Fe Community College are partnering together for open house events for the first time, might I add. This is taking place on the same day. So participants are encouraged to visit both campuses, and it's only a 6-minute drive or 11-minute bike from each other's campuses. Very excited about this opportunity. Let's talk about it. This is history in the making here. It's the first time this is done. Why don't we start with you, Dr. Rowley, and tell us a little bit about, from Santa Fe Community College perspective, why you did this, and then we'll talk to Dr. Martin as well.
Thank you, Esteban. Well, you know, we both do open houses every year, or we did do open houses every semester. Our schedule, I think, has been somewhat disrupted. And then we figured out, I think, as Dr. Martin has noted earlier, kind of accidentally, that we were scheduled to do this on the same day. And our teams just kind of got together and decided that it would make a whole lot of sense for us to partner on an open house so that students could visit one campus and then visit the other campus. Because, as you say, it really is about a 6-minute drive in between.
Well, such a great idea, Dr. Martin. Tell us from your perspective a little bit as well.
Yes, it's a real opportunity for us to partner with this event. And as Dr. Rowley was saying, that people are hopefully would go to Santa Fe Community College or go to our open house. And why not go to both and take advantage of the opportunity to see two fine institutions, especially showcasing our faculty, staff, and especially our students. And we have over 100 tribes represented, and I met with the ASG yesterday, our Associated Student Government. They're excited to be able to showcase their creativity and talents. And so we'll have open studios, and so it's a great opportunity to learn more about the mission of both colleges.
I'm so glad, because it makes it convenient for people to visit both campuses on the same day while they're out in that area. And, you know, talking about saving on our carbon footprint, great job on that, because, you know, they're close by each other. And so while you're in the neighborhood, just go check out the other campus. So what a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it's great. I was passing by the community college, and they had their sign up with the open houses at both colleges and naming them, and we have ours up now, and it's great for both institutions.
Well, let's give the schedule for tomorrow, and I'm going to ask you what's going to happen at open house, but the Santa Fe Community College is having open house from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and if you haven't been on campus before, it's at 6401 Richards Avenue. And then the Institute for American Indian Arts, IAIA, is from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that's at 83 Avanpu Road. And Dr. Rowley, what can people expect when they go check out Santa Fe Community College and its open house?
They can expect lots and lots of demonstrations. So we are having demonstrations for many of our fine art studios, where you can tour the facilities and watch artists at work. We will also have tours of our greenhouse for our controlled environment agriculture program, which is, you know, really a wonderful model for how to produce food on an entirely different scale and with a different system. And then also our new automotive technology center will be open for tours. Again, a fabulous facility that really we built to create to address a community need. And then, you know, just talking to faculty, talking to students, you know, but it's nice to be able to have people on campus again and let people really experience our wonderful facilities.
Ah, so excited for that. And of course, State of the Art Automotive Technology Center. We've talked about mm-hmm. that on our program before, but the SFCC Planetarium and Science on Sphere Theater, et cetera, they're at Santa Fe Community College. Great demos, like you said, Dr. Becky Rally. Mm-hmm. Now, the IAIA from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Dr. Martin, what can people expect at your open house?
We're going to have guided tours, so somebody that hasn't been to our campus before, or even if they have and they haven't toured all of our facilities, we'll have guided tours beginning at 1 o'clock, and we'll have an introduction at 1 o'clock at the Dance Circle, and there's going to be food there as well. But as Dr. Rowley said, we're going to be showcasing our students' work. All of the studios will be open. Whether it's printmaking or painting, and there'll be I talked with some of our students, they're going to be live painting and the ceramic studio, same thing. So it's an opportunity. We'll have glass blowing demonstrations down in our sculpture and foundry building, and of course all of our programs, whether we'll have showcasing some of the students' work, the film students' work, for a demo. If you haven't been in our articulating digital dome, and you're immersed in images there, so that's the opportunity to see that. We're going to have a ribbon cutting for a new addition to our academic building, which is going to house our fabrication lab, conservation lab, broadcast studio, and film studio. Students can actually work additional office spaces. So it's going to be, a day when you can learn so much about our mission and programs, especially our students and faculty and how creative they are. And I always look forward to it and interacting with the guests, that especially those people that have not been to our campus before.
Dr. Martin, you had me at Digital Dome. I'm so excited about that. Now, it's my understanding IAIA is also celebrating its 60th birthday this year.
It is 60 years and six decades, and it's 2022, and goes back to 1962 when we first started.
Right. Looks like we lost connection with Dr. Martin for just a moment. Hopefully, you know how internet things go, folks. Dr. Rally, what I love about both campuses, and I was talking with you before, is I'm kind of a foodie, and Santa Fe Community College has really, really good food on campus.
So we are in a little bit of a transitional state right now, Esteban, and actually you've kind of given me an opportunity to make a pitch here.
All right. tell us about the transition, because I was last on campus probably before the pandemic. So tell us about this whole transition, right. What's happening now.
So historically, we ran our own food services for many, many years. And during the pandemic, we, of course, had to close that down. And in the transitional period, we have decided that it's really not feasible for us to run our own food services program. But what we would really like to do is to offer the opportunity for a local small business to come onto our campus. And we would work out an agreement where there's no rent charge, but we would like somebody to open either a new business or a wing of their business on our campus, and to provide high quality food services for our students and faculty and staff. And so we have an RFP out in the New Mexican right now, but anybody who's interested can either contact me or Nick Tayus.
That's a great, great opportunity for that. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Rally. Do we have Dr. Martin back on? It looks like we're trying to connect back with him, but he and I were speaking right before, and I think the three of us were, that IAIA has wonderful food on their campus as well. I believe you've eaten there, haven't you, Dr. Rally?
I did. So actually, as part of our mission to scope out high quality food in the area, and I'd heard before from Dr. Martin actually that their food services were really good. So a couple of my colleagues and I went over there for lunch, and it was wonderful. I mean, really wonderful. Something that, I mean, it would certainly, in my opinion, be a perk for going to college there. You know, so I don't know. We were looking at more than likely working with an independent vendor in the community, but they have excellent food services there and just a wide range of very healthy food and very high quality.
Well, you know, Dr. Martin, Dr. Rowley, you and Dr. Martin teaming together once again for this perfect opportunity for anybody that's interested in IAIA or SFCC to learn about missions, programs, these higher education institutions that you have for our community here in Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico. We're so appreciative. I'm really looking forward to both of these open houses. Again, tomorrow, Santa Fe Community College, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the IAIA from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. There at SFCC, Dr. Rowley, we've talked about all of the wonderful state-of-the-art facilities that you have. I'm so excited to be able to tour art studios and see demonstrations of, I understand, steamroller printmaking, paper making, bronze pouring, jewelry making, and more. This is amazing. And of course, you have your Automotive Technology Center. Tomorrow's open house is going to be incredible.
It really is. You know, we're so excited at having so many people on our campus again. This semester has really been kind of a rejuvenation for us. You know, we've been open, but a lot of people have chosen for many good reasons to come back to campus very gradually. And the atmosphere, I think, on campus this semester is a lot more energetic. People are excited to be back. And the programs that people will be touring are programs that generally depend upon a lab or having students in a physical space to be able to really perform at their best in these areas. And then you also mentioned, you know, our planetarium and science on a sphere, and those will be open, and there'll be tours set up, demonstrations set up. Somebody who may not have ever thought of taking art or something like that at either Santa Fe Community College or IAIA may be inspired to do so when you meet faculty and you see the facilities, and, you know, it's just a real opportunity.
Great. Well, welcome back, Dr. Martin. Dr. Rowley and
Sorry,
I were just...
I lost my Wi-Fi connection. I'm here at home and apologize for that.
No worries. It's great to have you back. Dr. Rowley and I were just, she was telling me about the wonderful food you have on campus. I was saying I'm a foodie. And so we're looking forward to not only the open house, but sampling your cuisine as well. But Dr. Martin, tomorrow, again, IAIA, your open house, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Very excited about this digital dome and other opportunities for people to see, again, what's taking place on campus tomorrow.
Definitely. Our creative writing students will be reading, and we're going to have Des Ba, who was a featured actor in Dark Winds TV recently, and she's going to be reading. But more information is available at iaia.edu/open house. And we have maps there for people to find their way to campus. The buildings are identified, and when visitors come to campus, we'll have somebody to greet them and give them the information, the schedule, and what they can, the timing and everything for our events.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, Dr. Martin and Dr. Rowley, for teaming together. This is wonderful. Again, I know you collaborate on many important issues in our community, and this is another way you're collaborating together. This is the type of collaboration that we need more of in our world, and I just want to commend you both for what you're doing for our community, and thank you again. Any final thoughts? We'll start with Dr. Rowley, and then we'll go to you, Dr. Martin.
Esteban, I want to thank you to be able to come on the show and talk about this and everything. I did forget to mention that Santa Fe Community College will be serving free Frito pies, though, as long as So there you go. Our East Wing Eatery, which is our cafe that is run by our culinary students, will be doing that. So, you know, we really just hope to see a lot of people out there and to be able to, you know, to show everyone what we have and to be able to work with our partners down the road at IAIA. I'm looking forward to touring IAIA again myself.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rally. Dr. Martin, final thoughts for our listeners.
Yes. It's an opportunity to see our creative students in action. And so I'm hoping people can take the opportunity to come out and visit. And you mentioned food. We're going to have food at the dance circle for everybody, as I mentioned before. And also at 4 o'clock, we're going to start, our cafe will be open, and that will be open to the public for them to, if they want to join us for dinner, that would be great. So again, you know, I too appreciate this opportunity to collaborate with Santa Fe Community College and Dr. Rally, and we're going to be, you know, past the pandemic now, and I'm looking forward to touring Santa Fe Community College as well, and maybe make it over there for one of those Frito pies. So thank you, Esteban, for this opportunity.
Well, for the first time, folks, IAIA and SFCC hosting open house events on the same day. Santa Fe Community College, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Institute for American Indian Arts from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Come learn about this world-class higher education institutions that we have in our community with SFCC and IAIA. We're so appreciative for your time this morning. Thank you and have a wonderful week and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Esteban.
All right. This is KSWV Radio.
Kicking hits and taking names. You're on Swabber Radio.